this has been brought to you by Jesus Tap Dance in Christ.
Oi.
Hey.
You okay?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm fine. It's just kind of like a greeting that I got used to for a while there, so.
Welcome back to America.
Yeah. Let me tell you walk in the office over there and they walk up to you and go, "You okay?" And I'm sitting there thinking, do I have like some kind of green shit coming out of my nose or something? What? Is there something wrong? And that's their little greeting instead of saying, you know, good morning, you know, how you doing? You okay?
You okay? You okay? I would take offense to that. Be like, why the fuck would I not be okay? What the fuck's the matter? You got a fucking problem?
I also had to go run into the bathroom and check myself, make sure I was all right.
I'd have been like, no, I'm fucking hungover. I feel like shit. And yeah, I got some stuff growing down below that I don't know what's going on.
Just be like, no, am I okay? Just be like, no, I feel a little bloated. I have some diarrhea going on and everything like that. So no, I guess I'm not okay.
And hold on a second. Oh, there we go. That was much better. Okay. Now I'm okay.
Yeah, now I'm okay. Yeah. Oh boy, welcome back to the STD show. I'm Sam.
I'm Tony.
And I'm Dean. And here we go again.
We're not talking about venereal disease, but that might come up.
It has. International, you never know.
I know, especially, you went overseas, so, you know, hopefully you didn't catch anything.
You never know, you know, that's all I have to say. What happens in Pressbury, which is where I was dead at, stays in Pressbury.
right on. Yeah, but you know what? At least, like if you catch something, at least it'll be like a, you know, because it's English and everything, it'll be a classy disease.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. And polite, you know.
Right.
It doesn't want to bother you or anything.
No, but here's, you know what? Like if Dean called me up on the phone and said, dude, I caught this disease while I was over in England, I would think he was a hero. Like, I would, like, I'd be like, hell yeah!
I would have been a little pompous.
Finally! Right!
That's awesome.
Yeah, but otherwise, you know, no venereal diseases, but, you know, I did almost get an extra security search at TSA because I was, you know, a little angry, but I didn't, luckily, so we're good.
Yeah, it's probably a good thing. Yeah, you didn't get angry and everything like that.
It was hard in Philly. It was really hard. Those fucking pricks in Philly. Those people were a bunch of pricks. They're a bunch of whores, Tony. A bunch of whores. Yeah. I'm trying to get through this fucking security line, and these people are looking like I'm bothering them or something. I'm like, I'm basically paying your fucking paycheck with this goddamn flight here. You need to be treating me like a normal fucking human being instead of, you know, they were nasty. They were just outright nasty.
Hey, right. Sam.
You just be like, you know, it's not my fault you didn't get your Philly, you know, steak and cheese steak today.
Exactly.
Sam, Dean feels about Philly like you feel about Fred Savage.
Yeah, probably.
Pissed off? Yeah, pissed off, and yeah.
No, fuck him.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck both of
them. Fuck them. Fuck Philadelphia, yeah.
Fuck you, Philly.
Yeah, and fuck Fred Savage.
And fuck Fred Savage, exactly.
Yeah, especially Fred Savage. Mm-hmm. God damn it.
Yeah, exactly. It was funny, though. Yeah, okay. No, I wasn't saying anything. I was just going to say it was funny, though, because coming back, it was like, Philly has two faces. Because you have just the nasty assholes, and then you have just the nicest people that you could ever imagine. Because coming back, I stopped at the TSA, and I said, listen, I got about an hour and a half before my flight leaves. Is there a way that I can get outside, smoke a cigarette, get back through security within plenty of time? And the guy's like, oh, yeah, if you go down to this terminal here, go out that way. When you come back in, TSA, there's not as many people in the line. You'll get right through. I was like,
nice.
Am I in Philly? What's going on here? Because I was just almost anally raped coming in. What's going on here? You know? Right. Yeah, so there's two faces to Philly, apparently.
Let's talk about the anally raped thing. I mean, how close were you to the anally raped?
I think, you know, if I would have pushed, you know, like if I would have really, you know, said what I was considering saying,
Yeah, she would have. She probably would have been like, you know, Sarah, I need you to come over here, please.
Yeah. Please
move along over here, sir. We're gonna need to go to this back room here, and I'm gonna need you to drop your pants and spread them.
Yeah, that's there were a couple that I was a little nervous of. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. They looked like they came out of a woman's prison or something there. I was like, oh, I, you know.
Ache.
So.
You know, she'd be getting her blue latex gloves on and being like, all right, what do you got?
Yeah. Once you hear the snap, at that point, I'd be like, can I go to the gift shop and get some Vaseline, please?
Yes. All I have to say is thank God that they use latex gloves all the time now, because it used to be, when you heard the latex snap, you knew that there was going to be a body cavity search. Now they use latex gloves all the time. So it's, you know, just to pat you down, they have gloves on. So it's good. You know, it makes you feel a little safer, you know.
Right, exactly. You know, they've come such a long way with them, too. So, you know, maybe it's, you know, they got more comfort and everything.
Exactly.
So. They even powder on the rubber gloves now.
Yeah, put powder on there. Yeah. So that way when your hands start getting a little sweaty, you know, and absorbs the moisture.
That lady spits on them and then it gets all fucking...
Yeah.
Oh! Yeah, and hopefully you don't have an allergy to latex either. Can you... Yeah, because then, like, you know, can you imagine, like, you had an allergy to latex?
Can I get some olive oil or something, please? Come on.
Just be like, you know, just so you know, I have an allergy to latex, so can this be like non-latex gloves? I mean,
I'll do a raw dog.
I'll be like, listen, I know you got some some lotion stashed back there that was probably confiscated because it was too big of a bottle. Could you mind, you know, throwing a little lat on there, please?
Yeah. Right. Please do so. And that powder, you know, that powder is not going to do it for me because I'm allergic to that.
Exactly.
And can
I gotta say, when they say dreary old England, man, let me tell you something. We got there Sunday, beautiful fucking day out. It was probably maybe 40, but it was a crisp 40. It was nice. It was, you know, comfortable.
What's a crisp 40?
I know, you know, like 40. just now, like when you were telling me that story, you were like, it sounded like you were starting to recite like Dickens and everything like that.
Well, maybe I was, you know.
It was great. You know. It was like, I went over to London and I'll tell you what, when it was dreary, it was a crisp 40, but it was a delightful crisp 40.
The cobblestones were glistening. And it, by the way, there were cobblestones. That's what, you know, the roads were made of cobblestone. And so that's it was fucking brilliant.
You could see the dew off the cobblestones glistening.
Exactly. Glistening in the sunlight.
Glistening in the sunlight. It was a beautiful crisp day. Shit, dude. Woke up Monday morning. I'm surprised you didn't come back with an English accent.
I can't. I'm going to tell you flat out. I'm not even going to try to do an English accent
go ahead.
No sense of me even. I it wouldn't even sound anything at all. Period. So there's no sense of me even trying. What about Tony? You want to give it a try?
No.
Give it a try, Tony. Come on.
I don't. Cheerio. All right, Sam, come on.
Pip, pip.
Give me one.
All right, ready? Hello there. What? Oh, you all right?
It's a very Cockney accent, I think.
Oh,
very
Cockney.
You all right? You all right over there?
Yeah, it's very Cockney.
Would you like some spotted dick?
Exactly. I did not try that, by the way. I don't even know if I would have. Oh, it's basically all that is.
Yeah.
Oh, I think we looked it up. It's just a breading. It's like a bread type
it's
thing.
It's dessert.
Yeah, but it's just a bread. It's like a spongy bread type thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very similar to
with warm custard on it.
With warm custard on it.
Sometimes hot, depending on the situation.
Yeah, 94 something degrees, depending on.
You know, it'd be funny if like you know, you have like this one of like these fat ass like English chefs like come out and be like, "Hey, you had to sell me a sporty dick, eh?" And you just be like, "All right, yeah, you pop it down in tails." Like, "All right, now I'm gonna get this warm custard and just pour it all over. Look at how it glistens as I pour it down the sporty like, dick." No.
Can't do it. Oh my god! No, I would not be able
Son
to.
Son of a bitch!
Oh, Tony's. Tony got butthurt again. I guess.
I gotta say, Sam, I'm very, very, very proud that Dean made it back from England and all that kind of stuff because he's the one we'd have, like, if somebody turned up missing, it would be Dean.
But you see, the thing is, with Tony, what made me nervous about traveling internationally with Tony is I could picture him calling Philadelphia Airport and saying, "Hey, look out for this guy."
Yeah.
You know, I could absolutely see him do that.
Wait! You're saying that you would call and say to look out for Dean?
Yeah, I told you about it. Remember?
Make sure he's okay. And the next thing you know,
to make sure he's okay. Okay, I thought like he was gonna fuck with you.
No, yeah, that's what I'm talking
about. No, I told you that, Sam.
Where, you know, I'm getting because Tony called into the airport. So.
I told you I was gonna call Philly and be like, "This guy's coming in with the bomb."
Yeah, exactly. So, and then I said, "No,
that sucks so much ass."
Mm-hmm. My ass on top of it.
Tony would.
I might have liked it.
Tony
I'm
would
not
do
not
that.
Gonna lie.
He would do that.
Yeah,
I would. But
fucking got me really good one time with that. I think we discussed this before with the. Yeah, why didn't you guys make it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
No, but at the same time, Sam, Dean would do the same thing to me if we had that opportunity.
I would.
Yes, you would.
CSA. I mean, I would.
No, you would.
Do something else.
You would.
No, I would.
Especially if Lorena was there. You definitely would.
What I do is I get his wife involved.
Yeah.
And I say things to his wife to kind of.
Wait,
piss her
hold
off,
up. You get my wife involved? What the fuck are you doing with my wife? All
right, just so you know, if like you guys were to ever come visit me and like you guys would have to go through like airport security, I'd be like, "Hey, you better check those fuckers out. Yeah. You better check those fuckers out because they are
You're
smuggling drugs
one.
Up their butthole."
Yeah.
So you make sure you cavity search the fuck out of them.
Get every nook and cranny because they got
Sam would invite us for like Thanksgiving or Christmas or something like that, and he'd be like, "No, I'll pick you guys up." And then once we got to the airport, we're walking off the airplane, Sam would be like, "No," he'd be like, "Oh my god, there they are!"
I would too, and I'd be like, "They're smuggling drugs."
That would be awesome. I would die laughing.
Right.
I mean,
would
I'd be
too.
A little pissed off at the moment, but
after we spent the night in jail,
and then I'd be like, they're smuggling like a balloon of cocaine in their buttholes. So you guys better make sure, like, you know,
they're the mules. They're the mules right there. The mules. Yeah.
Right.
So
they just came from Mexico.
they just came from Mexico. Jesus tap dancing Christ moment right there.
All right, how's that?
Better. Much better. A lot better.
Yeah, check. The at was fucking up on me.
Check, check. Sounds good.
All right.
So now are you going to call Ryan?
Yes.
All right. Yeah, we got to get Ryan to get the app so that he can do the link, you know what I'm talking, so he could actually
he just has to figure out how to download it and he'll be all right.
Yeah, exactly, that's what I was telling Tony.
Oh yeah,
all right, here he goes. You gotta hold it up to your microphone, not up to it, but close enough to where Ryan, Sam can hear it.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, we're on the show. I'm going to put it on my sound bar in the house so we got everybody here.
Sam, can you hear?
I can hear him. Yeah, no, I can hear him.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you're in. Go ahead.
Hold on.
Oh, boy.
Hold on a second. Jacob, how do I put this through the soundbar now? I'm talking to
my brother. I can't hear you. I don't know. You don't have to be that close, but you know what I'm saying?
But
if you have
it up
here, he's not going to probably.
Yeah, well, wouldn't you want me
to hold on to it? Just hold it.
That's what she said.
All right, let's eat it.
Are
you guys recording?
Yeah.
No, we're just hanging out.
Right, yeah. It's take one.
Oh, all right, all right. So hold on. We're on the STD show. What's up, round number two? We got my brother Tony. We got my brother Sam. We got Dean. Is Dean here too?
Oh, yeah.
All right. We got, this is Jacob. And my buddy Ricky. My wife's hiding somewhere. Oh, you're good, dude. Don't worry. All right, so let's get it.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus tap dancing Christ. Don't forget it.
You got your threesome, I got my threesome.
Okay, so just for future reference, you need to download the Anchor app. It's just Anchor on the Google Play. It doesn't cost anything.
He ain't going to remember this.
I know.
It's not going to be.
Well, never mind.
All right.
So never mind.
Ryan
Chewbacca, Ryan Chewbacca.
He still thinks Michigan's a good team.
Yeah, well.
What's that?
Chewbacca.
I wonder if he could. Oh, no, he wouldn't be able to hear me.
You still think Michigan's a good team? They suck.
They went 10-3.
Yeah.
11-3.
How'd they do against Ohio State?
Well, of course they're going to lose to Ohio State. Ohio State. Well,
just, from the looks of it, they didn't just lose. They got
No, they got smacked in the ass.
How about your, dude, come on. We don't have no rep for each other at all right now. Since Florida sucks. Florida State sucks. Tampa Bay sucks. Detroit Lions suck. I mean, when we keep going or what?
What does Santa Fe have?
You have no rep either.
I don't know. We just talk You know, did you say Santa Fe sucks? That's what does Santa Fe have to do with it?
Wait, I was going to say that, too. What the hell does Santa Fe have to do with it?
Tampa Bay.
Oh,
Tampa Bay. Okay.
I heard Santa Fe.
I did, too. I heard Santa Fe also.
What he said was Santa Fe. That's what it was. So it kind of sounded like Santa Fe. Okay.
So how's life treating you?
Life's not treating
me
so good.
All right. You want to talk about it, or what do you want to do?
Oh, yeah. We want to
talk about it. How's the ankle bracelet?
So, I'd like to hear a story. Let's hear a story. So, Ryan borrowed money from his boss to move into a $100,000 home.
What?
Started renting it. Have rented it with my son.
My God.
Couldn't pay rent. Landlord is a weird piece of shit. Last week, he told me on the day after Thanksgiving that if you don't bring me $100, you're getting evicted. The next day, you will be out. You have nowhere to go. So I took a 3-hour nap and decided to drive in the car to go give $100 to the landlord. Guess what happened? Pulled over. Go to jail for DUI.
Sam, stop.
It cost Ryan 48 hours of jail and $350 fine. And guess what? Ryan is still getting evicted. Because Ryan didn't pay rent this week. This motherfucker is a talker. He leaves notes on cars.
I need about $350.
We love prostitutes, by the way.
And you got prostitutes?
There you go. So
there's my rant. Well, I mean, he's got to pay for those prostitutes. He needs to get money.
Wait, you guys have prostitutes at the house?
No, he said his landlord. That's why he needs his money.
And everything else. Bodega, called his buddy, and said, all right, let's get it. So now what we are all doing is it's me, my wife, Jacob, my buddy Ricky, my buddy Rick. We're all just decided to do three and just wait for him to show back up soon. This motherfucker, I swear, I'm telling you, dude, I went to work today, 6 days a week. Remember, I'm watching my dick in the dirt. This dick motherfucker said he's going to show up. He shows up with a...
Doesn't go too deep, shit, just so you know.
Gonorrhea right there.
She's like, freaking out. It's my wife. He comes up, his old ass. Shows up with his little fucking meat.
Settle down, Forrest Gump. For God's sake.
He was whacking it right there.
So then he's taking pictures of everything. Taking pictures of everything.
Of what? Right.
Anyways,
do you guys have anything to say?
I was just laughing. Anything? Nothing yet? Sam?
What was he taking pictures
of? Wait a minute. Hold on a second. I'm not even behind
that. We're waiting to hear more.
Hold on a second. Now I have to say. So rent is $1,000 a month. Yeah. And I agreed to $1,000 a month. I told him, hey, can I just shoot you $250 every fucking week?
Right.
So I don't like to save the money and just pay the rent 1 month at a time. I would rather just say, hey, every week, hey, it's what you owe me, boom, here's the way I'm earning money. You know what I mean?
Hey, so, I got a question for you.
Yes, sir, you can ask the question.
Let's... Is there any chance you can get Rick to fuck him for a free rent,
yeah,
you know,
yeah. I mean,
for a month of free rent?
Else.
Right.
Yeah.
No chance?
All right, what's that?
Why doesn't Rico fuck him and then you can live there for free?
I mean, he's into prostitutes. Prostitute Rick out,
right?
To, you know,
right?
Do his thing,
right? He's probably doing it. I mean, he's
well, then why are we still talking about this right now?
I mean,
why?
Gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why aren't you doing this at this point? Your phone's always about to die, dude. Your phone's always about to... Do you have electricity in your house?
A prostitute is like any other woman. He just likes blah, 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 what he looks like. That's why they call him prostitute.
Sorry. Oh my God,
I didn't hear that. You're talking about charging your
phone.
I'm trying to figure out what the hell is happening here.
Oh, let's get it all up.
I'm trying to figure out what the hell's happening. That's what I'm like.
Me too.
You know,
I'm lost.
Yeah.
All as I know
still,
is
I'm still lost on the prostitute part. Yeah. So,
yeah, I am too. Know. All as I know is Loch Ness Monster and 350.
The problem is Ryan's wife sucks.
Yeah. You know. Hey. You know.
But see, even though Ryan's wife sucks, Ryan is still gonna get up and punch the wife out of the world and still stand up. That's what Ryan's
saying. Punch the
wife out of
the world.
That's what I heard.
That's what I heard.
Ryan.
Punch the wife out of the world.
Ryan.
I know you live in Tennessee and everything, but you can't punch your wife.
Ryan.
I can understand.
You just said you're going to wake up tomorrow and punch your wife.
Right. Yeah, that's what I heard too.
Wake up tomorrow and fuck life in the butt.
You're going to fuck life in the butt, no matter if it's male or female.
Yeah, it sounded a little gay to me.
Yeah, I was going to say it too, yeah.
Sound a little asexual there.
Yeah.
Hey, dude.
I guess, you know.
Is you guys go to prison?
Well, apparently, you know, you see.
I don't intend on going to prison, but, you know.
You seem to enjoy it, so I don't know.
Hey,
well, I don't going back. Know, but
there's not going to be any Jelly Ranchers on my pillow.
Hey, have they, Ryan, I just got to know, have they upgraded the jails, or are they nicer now, or what do we got going on?
So, Sam?
Yeah.
This would have been a lot better if you would have been able to actually interact
with him. If I would have what, I couldn't hear you.
If you were able to interact with him.
Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure.
Let me tell you this.
But still, yeah, you got to hear this train
wreck. Right.
You can't give this up.
Yeah.
Can you hear this?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear.
the worst thing you could do in Polk County is if, one, you're a male to go to jail in Polk County when you're friends with a Mexican and you go to jail.
Was your friend there with you or something?
Yeah, he went to jail. I went to jail for DUI.
He was in jail for something else.
And they got him for drunk or a public intoxication.
Rick went to jail too, so Ryan fucked Rick that night. Yeah. Ryan fucked Rick that night.
So
and we went to Polk County jail,
So Sherry didn't fuck Rick that night, you did.
Yes.
Ah, okay.
Ryan fucked Rick.
That's how that happened.
Oh, gosh, okay.
You fucked Rick.
Yeah. Rick's getting a lot of action here, right. Man. I mean,
You guys are all losing out. Rick's a big winner here. I gotta be honest with you.
Yeah, he's getting both things.
And actually, Rick paid to bail me out.
Gotta give it up. I mean, you know, you bail me out. I gotta give it up. Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do. Hey, $20. Hey, $20 is $20, fellas. All right.
I'm really hoping the bail was more than $20.
I was just gonna ask if you gave him a bag of Jolly Ranchers or something. You know.
Hey.
All the $100 I came up with, I'm not going to explain to you guys. Hey. You guys would throw up. It's gross. I'm sorry. I had to do what I had to do.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Hey. Do you ready?
Sounds like more than handy. I mean, you know.
Yeah, it does.
He paid his bail. He's more than handy. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, probably.
You slob on the knob a little bit?
How's that breathalyzer working for you?
This has been brought to you by Jesus Tap Dancing Christ.
No, I'm not. I'm not going to say I wouldn't. That's for sure. You know, hey, anything's possible.
Oh, Dean would definitely be my cellmate. I mean, if we're going down together.
Would be
so.
My bitch. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sam, who's your partner in crime?
Oh, good Lord. Sam, now he's calling you out.
My wife.
His wife. Well, so Sam, that doesn't
your,
really...
Your partner in crime?
His wife. But
I'd
that doesn't
say my really, wife.
Yeah. Yeah, his wife, that doesn't really... It's, you know, yeah, wife. Well, you know... You know, he's gonna fuck her to get out of jail. Come on. You know, other reasons why he'd want to do that, I think.
I would never been in jail my entire life if I could fuck my wife and not going to jail.
What?
I'm a mama from the train.
Well, hey, all right, so let's talk about being stripped to, what's it called, Dean?
Being stripped.
He went to Australia.
I didn't get
where did you go? Where did you go, Dean? What country did you go to?
The Australia. Yeah, okay, Australia.
Australia, is that where you went?
Why not? Yeah. Close enough, they say cheers, too. So.
Let me have the truth now, sir. I gave you the truth.
I actually went to the UK, which is not part of Australia. Australia is a totally separate country.
How was the UK? How was the UK visit?
It was actually very cool. People aren't assholes like they are here, so it was nice. Yeah.
Oh, all right, right on.
Yeah.
Like, what did you do there? I'd like to hear this. I'm sorry. If you guys had this podcast about it, I didn't hear it, so I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's all old news.
Anyways, we did.
What did you do there, sir?
I went there to work, so I wasn't there to, you know, I mean, you know.
You went there to work?
Yeah, I was working there.
Yeah, Ryan, that's what we do to make money, and then that way you pay your bills, and you can drink beer, and maybe you stay out of jail, and all that kind of stuff.
Hold on a second, sir. Wait a minute. See, this is a thing. I'm not going to lie. I paid my bill, except the rent.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of sounds pretty important.
Right.
Yeah, that was kind of a big pill to not pay.
Right. You paid everything else. Congratulations.
Hold on a second. Sam, you want to say that? All right. So, wait, hold on a second. How old were you when your Mustang got fucking taken away from you, you little cock?
But what was your rent paid, though?
Yes.
All right. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But right now? The question is, was his rent paid? What is the answer, Tony?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, the, you know.
Yeah, but see, this is the thing. He didn't live. See, this is the scenario, though. I lived in a $100,000 home. He lived in a little one-bedroom apartment. What was it?
No, he's living in a...
Well, that's why, because you're being a dumbass and living in a $100,000 home. Why would you live in a $100,000 home
and you
can't afford it?
You can't hear Sam, but what he's saying is Tony wasn't living in a $100,000 damn home.
I don't know.
Obviously, you're going to pay... obviously, if you can't afford it, then you can't fucking afford it.
Sam?
No, he can't hear Sam. He can't hear Sam. How is he going to hear Sam, Tony? Figure it out there, Tony. Tony's going to need a moment here to figure out how Brian can hear you with us plugged into the...
But
Sam asks, how can you be a dumbass and live in a $100,000 home and not be able to afford it? Don't live above your means.
To Brian.
Right. All right. I got you. This is good.
I could have paid the rent. I had to pay other bills.
But you didn't pay the rent.
Exactly. No, but Sam's basically
you didn't pay the rent. That's the thing.
Bills that probably weren't as important as paying the rent.
I'm sorry, I have to have a vehicle to get to work.
Yeah, but your vehicle sucked.
Yeah, exactly. So walk to work. God damn, get a bike or something. Jesus Christ.
Is this like...
Yeah, exactly.
That, my vehicle sucked.
Well, it sounds like it. It sounds like you're fucked.
See, Ryan, damn what he's saying, because of the way we have this set up right now, for whatever reason, it's not working right.
I wish he could.
I do too.
Jesus Christ.
Sam is pretty much laying into you, just so you know. He's pretty much saying, why the hell are you living in a house you can't afford? So there you go.
You still there?
Yeah,
I'm still here.
Yeah.
He met a girl and moved out.
Yeah, we know that. He moved down to Georgia with the whale.
And we were trying to...
She was a whale. I know.
So humpback whale?
She had a big
sperm whale.
No, humpback. Big humpback. Big humpback, yeah.
Okay.
Big girl. Right, Ryan? She was a big girl. Is
when
she
they
not
say
a big
she
girl?
Was sitting around the house, she was sitting around the house.
I sent you the picture. You didn't put it down there yet.
That's all Tony there. He touched that one.
Dude, I'm not trying to get angry with anybody.
Oh, you know, my God. Tony, just fucking hang up the phone.
You know how I had that 65-inch screen TV in my room, Tony?
Oh, my God. See, this is what I'm talking about.
Big-ass TV.
A big-ass TV, okay.
That I can't afford, and I shouldn't have bought it.
You paid $65 a week for it, Sam.
Screen TV. This chair is killing me. I don't want to live. I knew I wasn't going to live here long. I really want just one bedroom.
Right,
point.
Which you should have gotten. You were too stupid to know. Just hang up the fuck. Hey, seriously, hang up the fucking phone. I can't even endure this anymore. Just fucking hang up. Just say you gotta go.
Now he's got to deal with it. Because I'm really, it's bothering me that you can't respond, and it's really bothering me, and it's hilarious though.
All right, keep going, Ryan. Come on.
It's kind of like you're giving us commentary on what's going on here.
Hello, crazy. Ryan.
Well,
yeah, keep going. All right. 65-inch TV, we got that going on.
Blow all that money.
Yeah.
How's everybody else going?
I had $4,000.
Great,
on
actually.
A goddamn TV.
How about the segment with Drunk Ryan is over with? Now let's talk about everybody.
That'd
else.
Be good because, yeah, you sound like an asshole. So just hang up the phone.
See,
God damn it. Jesus Christ. Oh my, what is he talking about? Mail order brides now? Oh my God.
I'm totally enjoying your anger right now, Sam.
No, it's just annoying. It's just the same shit, different day. Just like I said, just fucking hang up the phone.
Listening to you right now because you're getting so mad right now.
No, I'm not mad. I'm just, it's the same shit, different day. It's
hilarious.
No, I'm not getting mad.
Not you, Ryan.
You're right.
I'm not mad.
Ryan. I'm not mad. I'm not mad.
Hey, I'm mad.
I'm going to do the truffle shuffle in a minute.
Hey, Ryan, it's going to be all right.
I'm going to go get some more Mike's Hard Lemonade.
That is the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Craziest.
He's over here. Ryan.
It's the craziest goddamn thing.
I've been hearing what you're saying.
I'm not down and out already.
I'm not down and out.
And don't even say one thing. Are you kidding me right now? That is crazy.
Somebody's getting a little angry.
I know, right?
That's good. Let him get angry.
Oh, no. This Sam, keep recording.
Yeah,
this is going to be good.
Keep it up there. Keep it up there.
No, it's good. It's fine. I'm on it. Fine.
He just hung up.
Good. Good.
And you know what's funny? Is that he's getting all pissy about us laughing at him. I wasn't laughing at him.
No.
I was because it's ridiculous. No, it's been the same shit, different day.
In the background, like Bob Henry.
Like, God knows how long. It's annoying. It's like, oh, I got myself a $100,000, house, and I can't afford the rent. I knew I couldn't before I got it, but I still got it anyways.
That was the thing, Sam, is you were killing Dean and I with the commentary hilarious. In the background.
And Ryan's getting mad because he's thinking we're laughing at him. And I didn't even hear half of what he was saying. I was
just
listening to you.
Dude, Sam was killing that.
Oh my God. It's just, it's fucking ridiculous. It's like, I don't even care. It's just, he's so stupid.